Arrivo.
I'm just speaking for the devo distruzione headphones. For 15-16 days of our parikram has passed without any trouble. We had darshan of so many forests, and now at the foothills of Girira Govardhan we are residing here. Today is very special festival of Annakoot. Go Puja also will perform, worshipping the cows. Vijvasi, Vaishnav's Puja, Guru Puja, and thereafter Giriraj Abhishek will perform, and very huge festival of Annakoot. Massive preparations we have made for this festival. We will go nearby to the Giriraj Govardhan, and as soon as possible, Panchamrit, we will perform Abhishek. And thereafter, Chappanbhog, we are speaking Chappanbhog, 56 preparations, but we are maybe 360 or even more preparations we are making by an offering, Thakurji. You are very fortunate, very, very fortunate that you are contributing in so many different ways. Giriraj will definitely be merciful on all of you. Yesterday, we were discussing four types of anar, and thereafter we discussed further four types of anar, divisions of the four types of anar. It became 16 type of. We discussed all these. Our bhajan, if we have the desire to perform bhajan, then all these anarthas have to be removed, and in a pure form we have to chant the Harinam. Especially those which are favorable for bhakti, the six vegas, the Hirde Dorbalya, Upar Krishna, Aparad, all these things have to be removed. Upadeshamrit also, Raghunath Das Goswami is described. Vacho Vegam, Manasat Krodh Vegam, Ishva Vegam, Utaro Vast Vegam, Etans Vedans Yogi Sahayam, Shira Sarva Mati Maam Kapi Sahayam. Jarat Dev Guru, a sober person, intelligent person, first of all, he controls his speech. He controls. Whatever comes in his mind, he will speak. No, it's not like this. This is a big anath. Maybe by speaking, this words and speech are only used for Harikatha, Manoveg, the process of the mind. It is easier to control the wind maybe, but the mind, to control the process of the mind, very, very difficult. Only my Bhagavad Bhakti and Bhagavad names only it is possible to control. No other method I can understand which can control. Krodhveg, anger, this is the root cause of all anarthas. Krodh means the person becomes, is what, his intelligence is destroyed. What has to be done, what is not to be done, he becomes illusion, and this is all the anarthas which are unfavorable to bhakti coming. Jivaveg, control of distance of the tongue, very carefully you should control. The desire of the jiva, the tongue, is that do not eat very well, do not wear very nicely, only all times you should be absorbed in chanting the holy names. Jiva veg, there are two types of the pushings of the tongue. One, that you want to eat good things, very nice things. And second is speaking anywhere, whatever. If you cannot control the tongue, it is cause of so many anarthas. Draupadi is sometimes, she said, the blind son is also blind. His blind son is also blind, Draupadi said. Duryodhana heard this and he became so angry. And this was the cause of Mahabharata. Mahabharata, the great war, was fought. Our Sita Devi, when Ravan sent Marich, the mystical person, he took on the form of a mystical bear, and Ramchandraji was sent behind him. Ramchandraji, when he shot an arrow, he said, "Lakshman, Lakshman," in the voice imitating Ramchandraji. And Sitaji said, Your brother is in some trouble. Go quickly. No, my brother has instructed me, Lakshmanji is saying, to stay here. Oh, you're thinking that Ram will be killed and you will get married to me. You want to get Lakshman, when he closed his ears, what you are speaking? Of course I will go. I cannot tolerate what you are speaking. But let all auspiciousness be yours. And what happened? Then Sita was kidnapped. And Sita Devi had so much trouble that she had to go through. Do not come at the time of Katha to Garland.
On the time of Harikatha, they should be followed. They should not come here. And you should not be here. Oh, this way.
From where he has come, Gurudev is wondering. Do not show anger. And Udar, the pushings of the belly, that we will eat right till our necks, and then we will sleep and our, you cannot control rest of the senses if you are eating belly full, and everything that is just for bhakti will manifest in you because of eating more than necessary. Here it is described that Vashveg means those things that are
control
those things which are not connecting to bhakti. Control your speech. Do not speak. Don't speak anything that is not connected to bhakti. Only speak that is bhakti or bhagavat connecting the glorifications of the Vaishnavas. Speak these things. Discuss these things. Manaveg, the pushings of the mind. If the mind's desires are not fulfilled, it can cause so much trouble. That's why meditating on the Krishna's pastime, speaking Harikatha, these pushings can be controlled. Where the jiva way, the pushing for the tongue, where he is eating the prasad of Bhagavan or Mahamahaprasad of the devotees, this tongue can be controlled. Pushing for the tongue can be controlled. Appropriate, not that becomes greedy. Mahaprasad you should accept. Mahaprasad you should accept. Careful.
Despite
all these saintly persons should be careful that Mahaprasad is going there. Nama Brahmane
Vishnu.
Those persons who have very less sukriti, they cannot understand the glories of Nam, Mahaprasad and Vaishnavas. Their glories, they cannot understand. They don't have faith. They don't have believe in them. All these saintly persons should be careful that through Mahaprasad, Parvati Devi and Shankar, they began to dance when they tasted this Mahaprasad. Have faith. Don't eat prasad. If you don't use, don't eat prasad. You are honoring prasad. You are honoring, serving the Harinam. You are not listening Harikatha. You are serving Harikatha. Every time you are serving everything with faith. This is bhajan. Mahaprabhu is saying, do not eat, do not wear. Be careful. He's speaking here. See, beware. Do not meditate on good things to eat or to wear. Through this, lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, enviousness, everything can be controlled. You can't leave them. If you don't try all these things, you are chanting. You do not try to control all these pushings, your bhajan also will not be, you will not be able to progress in bhajan. Translation.
Today we worship Gurudev, the Vaishnavas, the Vrishabhasis from the cow. Then finally we will go here to Jatadev to Giriraj and perform Maha Anukul. And then we will pray Giriraj by Abhishek with Panchamri, the five ingredients of the cow. How fortunate anyone is to offer anything to Giriraj Maharaj. So in Srimad Rahasya, we have discussed the four types of ananda. Surupram, Atatrishna, Vidodhya, Balyas, and Aparad. Surupramit, mistaken identity. Atatrishna, thirst for material enjoyment. Weakness of heart and offense. Each of these four groups of unwanted desires each has four concomitant factors. Thus, there is a total of 16 ananas to be avoided. Therefore, if one desires to perform devotional service, one must dispel these announcements. To that degree we dispel the announcements, to that degree our Bhajan will become more and more brilliant and shining. How to get free of these seeking announcements? That has been described by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Sri Upanishadrita. Bhashavegam, Manasakuradegam, Jiva Hegam, Udaru Bhaktavegam, Esa Vegam, Yogi Sahetu Dhirasan, Atman, Nibir Chishisha. That person who is heroic and most intelligent, they will control these six Vedas. And when these six things are controlled, then there will be no apparat. Therefore, one should engage oneself constantly to hear in Harikatha. The speech will be controlled by constantly chanting the name and speaking Harikatha. The mind, which is more difficult, which is more powerful than the wind. Someone may control the wind, but to control the mind is very difficult. The mind is controlled only by thinking of Krishna and thinking of Harikatha. Krodha Vegam, the force of anger. Anger is the root of all other unwanted things. When one becomes angry, one loses one's intelligence, and one cannot understand what to do or what not to do. Therefore, it is the root of all the nonsense. Jiva Vegam, the tongue is very greedy. It always wants to taste newer and newer things. Jiva Nalasa, Oi Niti Uti Dari, Vishnu Maran, Krishna 95. As long as the tongue is running here and there to taste many things, then one cannot achieve Krishna. Mahaprabhu also said to Sri Raghunath Goswami, Bhavana Kairi, Ana Bhavana Kairi. One should not eat delicious things. One should not wear expensive clothes. Therefore, the tongue has two tendencies, to taste many types of foodstuff and to speak any rubbish. By not controlling the tongue, then many, many problems will come in our life. Just for example, Sri Draupadi. Because she failed to control her tongue, she abused Duryodhana. Oh, like father, like son. As the father is blind, then the son is also blind. As a result of that, Duryodhana determined that I will take revenge. Therefore, he stole her cloth, and from that came the Mahabharata war. Sita Devi, also because of uncontrolled tongue, had to suffer so much. Mariki, the demon, came in the form of a golden deer, and Ram, to pass by Sita, chased that deer into the forest. As Ram pierced the demon with an arrow, the demon cried, Lakshman, save me! That time, hearing the voice which she thought to be Ram, Sita indicated to Lakshman, you should go and save your brother. But Lakshman said, no, I will protect you. Then she abused him. Oh, you want your brother will be dead and you will enjoy me. If you do not go now, I will drink poison. Thus, pierced by the words of Sita Devi, Lakshman went to save his brother. He said, I am going, but I wish your auspiciousness. When he was gone, then Ravan came and kidnapped Sita as a result of the big war. Therefore, the stomach is also a very powerful and wanted thing. If you eat too much, your stomach will swell up, then of course you'll have to sleep. Then you cannot control the stomach, you cannot control the genitals. Therefore, one who controls these six urges, that person is a bona fide spiritual master. Therefore, we should not discuss topics which are opposed to devotional service, and which are not related to the service of Sri Hari, Guru and Vaishnava. We do not discuss such topics. Manovega, the force, the power of the mind. When many desires come in our mind which cannot be fulfilled, then comes anger. Therefore, the mind can be controlled by thinking of Krishna and by Harikatha. By constantly hearing Harikatha, the mind becomes controlled. The tongue always desires to eat good things. Therefore, you should control the tongue by serving Bhagavad Prasad and serving the remnants of the devotees. One should not eat prasad. One should serve prasad. Therefore, when we take prasad and we say, Sadhu Sadhu, oh Sadhu, be careful, don't overeat. Don't eat with an enjoying mentality. We also see Mahaprasad and Gogi Day and Namaskar and Vaishnavism. That person has no security, accumulation of spiritual merit. They cannot have faith in Mahaprasad, Govinda, the name, or the Vaishnava. Mahaprasad is so rare, so rare. When Parvati and Shankar receive some, they dance in ecstasy. Therefore, don't eat Mahaprasad. You should perform service of Mahaprasad. Don't hear Harikatha. You should perform service to Harikatha. Don't wear wonderful things and don't eat delicious foodstuffs. By controlling these things, one can progress in devotional service. There are six enemies: lust, greed, anger, envy, madness, and delusion. One must beat these things in his birth. If one does not endeavor strongly to get rid, to free oneself from the grip of these six enemies, then one cannot perform devotional service.
স্বতন্ত্র যেখানে থাকুন, পূজা করবেন, আপনি অর্জনের সমস্ত জিনিস আর ঘাস রেডি করে রাখবেন। স্বতন্ত্র যেখানেই থাকুন, পূজা করবেন, আর অর্জনের সমস্ত সামগ্রী এবং সবুজ ঘাস
রেডি করে রাখবেন। পূজা Ramchandra Prabhu is saying that by bhajan, performing bhajan, you will be able to get rid of these anarthas. On second hand, you are saying unless and until you will not be able to control these pushings, you cannot progress in bhajan. How? These are contradictory statements.
Don't go away, we'll be right back.
Mercy also cannot do anything. But one's mercy will not be there. Do you understand? That is why both these things are necessary. Now, you are whatever you want, you are behaving, and Bhagwan's mercy will come to you. And then it will be, you will progress. No. Incorrect. That's why bhakti is also needed. And together with that, efforts are also needed. Our own endeavors are also needed. There are six faults in bhakti.
Some people say, oh, if there is no anatta that brings you freedom from unwanted things, then how they can be bhajan? And some say, well, if there is no bhajan, then how they can be anatta that brings you? So this appears to be a contradiction. And Guru Maharaj said, just like Sri Mother Yashoda, that she had to endeavor strongly to bind Krishna, then Krishna, by his mercy, allowed himself to be bound. Therefore, as long as one is not endeavoring to become free from these things, then how one can achieve the mercy of Krishna to become free from them? Therefore, one should, both things must be there. One's own endeavor to become free from these anarthas must be there, and Krishna's mercy to enable one to become free from them must also be there. Both are necessary.
There are six faults which are obstacles for performing bhakti.
Atyahara prayasa
dishloka
jatka prasya loblancha sarvin
bhakti. Sadhak ko
savdhan
asadhak should be careful.
Atyahara
means
oh, adhik khava
to eat too much. Some material sense object, these senses, through them, to collect more than necessary.
अर्थ
अर्थ डू नॉट कलेक्ट मोर देन नेसेसरी व्हाट हाउ मच इज नीडेड
यदि
इफ
अधिक संचय करा
हो इफ यू कलेक्ट मोर देन नेसेसरी
गृह त्याग गृह गृहस्थ
गृहस्थ
सारा
देयर
कुछ कुछ संचय करके
You should collect some, yes, definitely. But Atyadik, not too much. Day and night he is only working for wealth, for work, for money. And his bhajan is
spoiled.
Agrastha needs to maintain his family life. For that he should collect money. But the renounced people, they should not collect at all. Never. All our Shat Goswamis, you saw that who are our Guru were also, you can see in their lives, they have spent their lives in this manner.
Atyahara,
Prayas. Except for Bhakti. Do not try for any, do not endeavor for anything that is other than Bhakti. You show your hand to an astrologer. Oh. Oh, you will have so much wealth, the astrologer is saying. This is an obstacle for bhakti. Do not do all these things. Don't do anything which is opposed to bhakti, especially. The astrologers, whatever people tell the ways, do not take advice from astrologers. These things will spoil your bhakti. Many people, they take nursing kavach and take money. Don't do all these things, beware. Chandra Prabhu is saying, if you give nursing kavach and do not take money, no, anywhere. Whatever is needed, mantra can provide everything. Do not take the association of materialists. No. Do not get into discussion with them. Do not listen whatever they have to speak. Do not speak Gramya Katha and do not discuss Gramya Katha. Lolya. No, not this. Next this. Lolya means different types of. Maybe this I should do, maybe that I should do, maybe that, this I should perform. Do not get confused. Sometimes karma marga, sometimes jnana marga, sometimes yoga marga. Like this, you are wandering in all these paths, very unstable mind. Don't. Niyam agraha. Niyam agraha. Maybe you have taken a vow that I will perform bhajan. I will. 100,000 names I will chant. Dandavat parikram I will perform. All these things. You have maybe some desire. You are crying. But niyam agraha means. And you come to this, don't you not offer your obeisances? Bhagavat, when he is reading, and when he is coming in, you don't get up and offer him respects, bhakti is spoiled. By this, these are things opposed to bhakti. You have to remove all these things. Translation.
There are three things very much to devotional service, which should be avoided. Atyahara, prayasa,
चार प्रजाओं का निर्माण रहा जनसंघ चलोम चार सत्री भक्ति मनुष्य Sixteen destroyed the gospel service, says Srimad Prabhupada Swami. Atyahara. Atyahara means eating too much. But not only that, it also means over collecting or over absorption of any of the five gyanendriyas, the knowledge acquired senses, like the eyes, smell, taste, hearing, or touch, in any materialistic object. But there is some consideration. A grihastha devotee must necessarily for them to collect something to maintain their wife and children and themselves. Therefore, for them it is necessary, but it should not be excessive. Otherwise, day and night, I'm collecting, working, then bhajan will be destroyed. Actually, there will be no bhajan. But for sannyasis, they should never endeavor for any of this. Mahu has strictly forbidden materialistic endeavors. Except for devotional service, one should not perform any other endeavor. Means one should not endeavor for anything except for devotion. One should not be distracted by astrology or palms. Guru Maharaj always says that astrologers know everything, how come they're always poor? One should not, for example, put faith in all these things, like taking the Sringa Kalachan. When you read that, give you the Sringa Kalach, these things are all strictly forbidden. Don't perform it. Otherwise, by selling the Sringa Kalaches and by buying them, your body will be destroyed. Janasangha, association with materialistic persons, destroys devotion because in that association you will hear so much
mundane talk.
Not what it can, even such topics should never end in the year. Chalolam. Lolam means grief. Oh, yeah, okay. If you associate with different types of persons, sometimes the mind will never afford karma. Then gyan, then either or there, then the mind will become distracted. Then if the mind is distracted, one cannot perform personal service. And niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means either not following the prescribed rules and regulations, or only following the prescribed rules and regulations but not understanding the reason why you are doing it. For example, I was in Dhamma Parikram, I will do 64 rounds, but not properly honoring Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. For example, someone is performing the worship of the deity, and the spiritual master comes, or high class Vaishnav. That time, if you think, oh, I will not perform my ashram, and you do not come off the altar and do a Dhamma Pranam, then you will make offense, your bhakti will be lost. You are performing some Harikatha, then Gurudev comes. One should immediately leave your Harikatha and go and offer Pranam to them. But if you think, oh, I won't do it because my ashram or my bhagavan kata will be disturbed, this is called niyamagraha. By doing so, one's bhakti will be destroyed.
Kwanaru, karmi, vishari, mayavadi.
Karmi is the materialist and mayavadi.
Istri shanti.
The people who take possession of the women do not be friends with them. Maybe you have some assistance with them, but in an unattached, detached manner. If maybe you have to be, if you want to be close to somebody, you want to be friends with somebody, you should be friends with Vaishnavas. And you should see also that Vaishnavas, is it pure or not? And especially, Prajati Snigdha Vaishnava, is he affectionate towards you? Is he in the same emotional, spiritual mood as me? Taking the sangha of materialist and Mayavadi, your intelligence will be spoiled. Be very careful about this, English.
Mayavadi, and those who are Vishayi, don't have any friends with you. See here, if any things are had to them, or without attachment, you should. So anyhow, will have to judge like bhakti is increasing or is stopping or decreasing. Always. If stopping, oh, what is the root? Main cause. If decreasing, why we should try to stop all this? And increasing, oh, very healthy. Very good, we should try. So, Premanande.
Very, very good. Now we will go for Go Puja. We will perform the worship of the cows. We will perform Parikram, Rajabhasti, Vaishnav. We will worship and thereafter around 9:30 we should leave this place.
What?
I don't understand what you say.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.